Welcome to the Educational Leadership Moment, where you'll gain valuable insights on research-based and experientially learned educational leadership principles and best practices that promote student success. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your host. With my extensive experience as a classroom teacher, school administrator, and central office staff member, I'm dedicated to sharing effective strategies to ensure student achievement. So, grab your favorite beverage, a pen or a pencil, and a notepad, and get ready to take notes. And if you find this moment valuable, and I am confident that you will, please like, subscribe, and share with your colleagues, friends, and family. Thank you for joining me on the Educational Leadership Moment. Now, get ready to take your educational leadership to the next level. And remember, when students are led well, they learn well. Have you established boundaries to achieve success? I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore. Welcome to the Moore Leadership Moment. This week, we'll discuss 8 leadership boundaries to protect your time and energy. Boundaries set us up for success. Here's how I know. One of my favorite ways to vacation is cruising. Why? Because I can completely unplug and have a great time. My husband and I have an agreement when we cruise. When we reach international waters, I turn off my phone, my iPad, and watch, and I place them in the safe. That's right. I completely unplug for the entire vacation. You see, for me, cruising is very liberating. Here's why. First, when I leave my house in the morning to head to work, I am carrying at least 3 bags. That's right, 3 bags. My purse, a tote bag, and a lunch bag. Once we set sail, all I need is my sign and sail card, unlike my daily routine. Second, I don't need to cook or clean. There are numerous places to eat, and our cabin steward takes care of our room. I absolutely love coming back to the room after dinner to find a cute towel animal and chocolate on my pillow. Next, I don't need to drive to be entertained. Everything I want is located on the ship. That includes many of my favorite things like shopping, Broadway shows, the fitness center, a pool, and spa. One of our more recent cruise ships had an IMAX theater with first-run movies. Lastly, we visit beautiful ports of call. While we have cruise locations in Europe, Latin America, and the Caribbean, every port has one thing in common: a yellow line. Yes, a yellow line with a warning sign saying, "Don't cross the yellow line." The yellow line is a warning to all visitors. It serves as a visual boundary to keep us safe. The port authorities want to ensure you don't fall off the pier into the water. The yellow line is there to keep us out of a dangerous situation. You see, boundaries are important in life and leadership. According to Laurie Magdalena, without boundaries, our days become a haze of activities without any focus. As a leader, you must protect your time and energy to maximize your productivity. So, how do you protect your time and energy? By establishing boundaries. Yes, boundaries. Here are Laurie Magdalena's 8 leadership boundaries to help you protect your time and energy. First, closing your door to work on an important project. Second, telling your team you are not available for the next 2 hours so you can work on a project. Third, taking a lunch break every day to give your brain a rest. Fourth, not accepting a meeting request without an agenda. Fifth, taking the first half hour of your workday to get focused and reviewing your priorities for the day. Next, leaving the office no later than 6 p.m. every day, followed by not checking email on weekends. And last but not least, not working at all on vacation. Remember, leaders, boundaries protect our time, our energy, and set us up for success. This week's quote is by Kevin Eikenberry, who said, "At the end of the day, boundaries are less about defining what we can't do and more about what we can do." Thank you for viewing the More Leadership Moment. I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore. Have you established boundaries to achieve success? Thank you for tuning in to this educational leadership moment. If you enjoyed listening, subscribe to my moments on your favorite platform to receive notifications when we release new moments. Also, don't forget to check out our past moments, which are available for free on all major platforms. In these timeless episodes, we cover a range of topics related to educational leadership that are just as relevant today as when they were first released. To learn more about improving student success, please visit my website at kimdmoore.com. There are resources and information for you, your team, and your organization. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your educational leadership guide, and I believe that when students are led well, they learn well. Have a blessed day.